The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Alcohol consumption is no protection from MS, UK study. The risk of developing multiple sclerosis doesn't seem to be influenced by consuming alcohol, according to a large-scale analysis in the UK. After adjusting for known MS risk factors, including smoking, childhood obesity, socioeconomic status, or genetics, the findings remain the same. The analysis was published in Nature Scientific Reports. In the study, no evidence for an association between alcohol consumption and multiple sclerosis risk, a UK biobank study. While MS's exact causes are unknown, researchers found many risk factors that may contribute to developing it, including genetics and demographic characteristics, as well as environmental influences such as smoking, childhood obesity, and Epstein-Barr virus infection. Some studies of Swedish and Danish populations suggest alcohol consumption is linked to lower MS risk, while others have failed to support this connection. To investigate this relationship in the UK, researchers examined data from 409,228 people, ages 40 to 69, enrolled in the UK Biobank between 2006 and 2010. Among them, 2,100, or 0.51%, had received an MS diagnosis. Their median age at recruitment was 56, and most, 72.3%, were women. Controls had a similar age at recruitment, but had a more even distribution of men and women. The prevalence of MS in UKB is slightly higher than contemporary estimates for the prevalence of MS in the UK in this age category, the researchers noted. Participants were asked to report alcohol consumption at the time of enrollment in the biobank, focusing on their average estimated intake for the previous year. Overall, 80 MS patients, or 3.8%, and 12,781 controls, 3.1%, reported no alcohol consumption in the previous year. After adjusting for age and sex, abstaining from alcohol was not associated with MS status, meaning there was no evidence for an association between alcohol consumption and MS risk, the team concluded. Researchers also explored the relationship between alcohol consumption and known MS risk factors that may have influenced these results, including body weight, cigarette smoking, and socioeconomic deprivation, a measure that incorporates employment status, car or home ownership, and household overcrowding. While never drinkers tended to have higher deprivation scores, there was no association with childhood body size at the age of 10, a proxy for childhood obesity shown to correlate with MS risk, the researchers noted. Also, never drinkers were more likely to be never smokers. After adjusting for these factors, there was still no significant correlation between never drinking and MS risk. As expected, about twice as many MS patients carry the gene for HLA-DRB1-1501, 49.7% versus 26.8%, a major risk factor for MS. In this data set, the genetic risk factor was associated with a 2.7 times greater likelihood of developing MS after adjustments. There was no association between alcohol consumption and HLA-DRB1-1501 carriers after adjusting for other risk factors, however. Final statistical calculations confirmed the study was sufficiently powered, with the number of participants involved to demonstrate a protective effect of alcohol on MS risk, similar to previous studies. The inconsistent association seen between studies may reflect limited statistical power to detect a weak effect, differences in population characteristics, or the lack of a true causal association, the researchers wrote. Further research in population-based studies and more diverse cohorts is required to clarify whether such a relationship is causal or has arisen due to bias. This news article was written by Steve Bryson, Ph.D., on January 3, 2023. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Silver Linings, a column by Jennifer Powell, published on December 23, 2022. I'm giving myself the gift of grace this Christmas. The ballerina twirls in the late afternoon light. As if on cue, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite begins to play. I'm lost in the dimly lit ornaments as my mind wanders. I fall into a deep nostalgia. My mind is a montage of Christmases past. My six-year-old self follows my dad as we search for a tree. My pigtails flap in the wind as my boat shoes leave muddy imprints. I squeal with delight as we find our tree. We cut it down, strap it to the top of the wagon, and take it home. The aroma of fresh pine needles permeates the air. I'm joyful. A fresh tree has been a part of my Christmas tradition for 53 years. I look back at the past 10 years and wonder, how did I manage to get a giant tree into my house? Given my increased pain and disability, the more important question is, why? Traditions are difficult to let go of, even when they're unhealthy or impractical. The emotional toll is staggering and can increase stress, but we hang on for dear life and often lose sight of what the tradition means. These celebrations root us, but we must make sure we can grow elsewhere. Change is inevitable with multiple sclerosis and in life. I have to be malleable and open to change to survive. I create new traditions that bring joy and accommodate my disability. The time has come. I was taken off my disease-modifying therapy 18 months ago due to dangerously low immunoglobulin levels. The absence of a DMT has taken its toll. My body has set its limits, and I choose to honor them. Change is difficult, but it's an opportunity for growth. Pain and loss are undeniable, but the joy of possibility is present. I look at the tree and smile. I know it's had a good run. Next Christmas, I'll have a beautiful fake tree. The ease of setup, takedown, and storage is a gift to me. I am giving myself the gift of grace, so I readily offer it to others. In doing this, a new tradition is born. To read more columns from Jennifer Powell and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.